Welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE. And this is a particular pleasure. I am really, really pleased to welcome Griffin Dunn, actor, filmmaker, producer, and now author, to the Midday Show. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
We have a little bit of history. I'll just say that. Like, I do a podcast, and you've been on a bunch of times. In fact, you were on recently because you have published a memoir called The Friday Afternoon Club, which I just read and really enjoyed, and we talked about it at length. And the main reason I guess we're talking today is because the Triplex Cinema in Great Barrington is going to have this whole evening of celebrating Griffin Dunn.
Go figure. It should be very short.
Right. No, you should. What you have put out is really remarkable. I think you have some really wonderful. You've touched a lot of wonderful things, you know, in your time here. And so the lineup is they're going to be showing Joan Didion, The Center Will Not Hold, which is a documentary you made about your aunt, Joan Didion. And what year was that? Do you remember? Putting you on the spot.
What are we now? 24? 19? 2019? 20?
Somewhere in there. Which, you know, was received really, you got some really wonderful reviews. And just the reaction to that film was really positive, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was so gratifying on so many levels. Not just as a filmmaker and being proud of how the doc turned out, but you know, my aunt Joan, she'd never allowed a documentarian to follow her around, and she's been asked, of course, many many times. But she allowed me to do that. We had an incredible time. Fun time making it, even though we talked about some pretty heavy things. There was a lot of loss that we talked about, and as you said, it was very well received, and it premiered. Our first indication that people were going to like it was when it premiered at the New York Film Festival. And, you know, when they show a movie there at Alice Tully Hall, they put the filmmakers
in the balcony, in a booth.
Way the hell up. And then the movie ends, and then the audience looks up and claps or not claps.
The spotlight goes over
to... spotlight. He hits you with a spotlight. It's very... And she got a 7.5-minute standing ovation. And it's the longest at that time in the film festival's history. And I'm standing there with her, and I was so proud I was able to give her that moment, because authors don't get to see thousands of people stand up and cheer for her life's work, and for her life, and for her character. And so she really got to see her readership. And then the other added bonus was, it introduced Joan to a new generation of writers, of readers and young people, and they had to reorder her books. And you know, of all the things I've done, I think it's the work I'm most proud of.
Yeah, it was really a lovely documentary, really powerful. I want to come back to it in a moment, but first I also want to add that. You'll be doing at the Triplex showing that, then you're going to be doing a Q&A. Possibly, it sounds like somewhere in the schedule that day, you'll also be doing a book signing, hopefully sell a few copies, and then showing that classic, An American Werewolf in London.
Which I'll just be introducing and get on with my Saturday, left of it.
Have you seen it? When was the last time you did see it, by the way?
Well, it's been a while, but I've seen bits and pieces of it because I was recently in the United Kingdom, and I went to it was in London and Manchester and then to Dublin and Belfast, and I had never been in London in regard to that movie. And if you think it's popular here, you should see it there. I mean, so people were, there were screenings of it, of which I was both promoting the book, but also doing a Q&A for this very hungry audience who showed up in droves because you know, I in all these years, I'd never been to London in relation to that movie, and people love it.
That's amazing. Yeah, I bet it holds up. These screenings and the book signing and the Q&A will all take place at the Triplex in Great Barrington on September 21st. I neglected to say that. One last kind of question for you, Griffin, and that is, you wrote this very personal memoir. In fact, it's called The Friday Afternoon Club, a family memoir. And I'm just wondering, because I remember reading your aunt Joan Didion, since we brought her up already, her memoir, The Year of Magical Thinking, which was so honest and emotionally...
It was raw. It was just stripped bare.
It was raw and powerful. Yeah, it was a really amazing book. And I wondered if that had any impact on your writing the Friday Afternoon Club.
Well, you know, I'd grown up both, you know, her late husband, John Dunn, John Gregory Dunn, and my father, who was a journalist,
Dominic
mm-hmm. Dunn. You know, all three of them have written not just about news events and murder trials and cultural things, but also about themselves. They have all at various times, you know, been very brutally honest about themselves and how they see themselves, and so that was inspiring. So I kind of fed off that energy from the three of them, but you know, I didn't really think about writing a family memoir, until I made the documentary about Joan, because I was telling her life story in a chronological fashion, and I went back, like in my book, to my own family generations past. You know, mine begins with the Mexican Revolution, and on my mother's side, and the Great Famine, and on my father's side, the Irish side. And I did I found a structure when I did Joan's doc that kind of inspired me to tell my story, really, as you said, and as I subtitled it, my family story, you know, in a chronological fashion.
It too is raw and also very powerful and honest, I thought. In fact, I'll just let people know that I'll put a link to our other conversation that we had last week in more depth about the book, so people can check that out if they're interested in hearing more about the Friday Afternoon Club. Once again, Griffin will be at, you can meet Griffin and possibly get a copy of the book autographed, and as I'm about to. And
I'll get a
and,
pen.
And see also Joan Didion, the center will not hold. I'm always worried about
the center will not hold.
The center will not hold. It's an expression. And as well as, of course, American Werewolf in London. Thanks so much, Griffin, for coming on the Midday Show.
Thank you, Adam.